You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This week, we ask, is Halloween in its flop era?
I have a controversial review on the film Substance.
Plus, we rate this year's Pride of Britain looks from the Love Islanders. Hello, and welcome back to Pop Up Podcast, the podcast where we tell you what's popping off in pop culture this week. I'm Lewis.
And I'm Isla.
And special announcement before we start. We have a pop quiz this Wednesday with a special guest, Isla.
Yay!
There are very,
I'm scared for my life. I was thinking, what? Yeah.
There are very, very few tickets remaining. But I think when this goes up, there should still be a few. So I'll leave it in the top line of description wherever you're listening to the podcast. Is this Sunday? It's a pop culture quiz. If you listen to the podcast, you'll probably know all the answers. And plus, it's Halloween, so...
Where is it going to be?
Oh, it's at the Treehouse Hotel in the Nest.
Oh!
Yeah.
Bougie!
I went to have a look at the... And okay. It was so nice. Yeah. And there's prizes for best dress. It's Halloween. But you can just go like... Do you know what? You could just do like your one from last year that you did for the Vogue article.
No, because why? I see something new.
Oh. Cool. And Tom's rewearing his from last year.
Was Tom a punk?
No, that was me. He was Freddie Mercury.
I want to do that.
Do that?
Yeah.
Like bleach your eyebrows and it's so easy to do the
really?
Fake. Well, that was going to be our next topic of conversation was Halloween.
Actually, lunch, yeah, but, we'll get into that.
No, we can speak about
right,
now.
Just
it's so easy to do punk. I just bleached my eyebrows, wore all leather, mm-hmm. and then you order... I probably still have them actually in my flat somewhere, but you just can just order off Amazon Prime. Like, I don't know what they're specifically called, but I can find the link. And you literally, I just used...
Like a little balls, isn't it?
Yeah, to just do fake piercings all over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't remember if it was you or Tom that done it, but yeah, it would make sense because you actually did bleach your eyebrows, didn't you?
It was really fun to do. Actually, I don't want to spoil what I'm going to do.
Oh, is it exciting?
I hope it is. I think punk could be fun. Or what about...
Well, I'm going... So on Saturday,
oh, yeah. What are your Halloween plans?
So on Saturday, I'm going to Central Cee's party. And then on Sunday, obviously, I have... You.
Please, yes.
Mm-hmm. Please. I don't care. Like, I'll either go sexy or funny.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I just
yeah.
want to find something.
Yeah. I feel like nowadays of Halloween, though, you can be so, like pushing it. Like, I feel like people go, like, more, like dumbest,
yeah,
dumber every stuff. Year.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You can
really
literally,
scary.
Like, pick anything. Like, I don't really feel like Halloween's kind of fallen off this year.
Yeah. Like, I'm not really hearing a lot of noise.
Right? Usually I'm hearing, like, oh my God, what's everyone going as?
Yeah. But and like, even like Kylie Jenner and stuff, like surely maybe she's going to release it this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, I feel like. But I feel like usually like I have, maybe it's me who's fallen off, but usually I have like people asking me like, oh, what are you doing for Halloween?
Yeah.
But like I haven't had that conversation once with anyone this whole year.
Oh.
Which is sad because I love Halloween. Mm. But then I always think Halloween's better in premise than it actually is.
Oh, absolutely.
People say that about New Year's Eve, but I think New Year's Eve can actually be quite fun. But I never think Halloween is fun because there's too much pressure on an outfit.
Really?
Which takes away from the fun.
I know what you mean. I think once you've got... If you have it on lock, it's all good. And New Year's Eve, I 100% agree with that, though.
What? That it's never good?
I've had some great New Year's Eves, but they've always been, like, the least expected things.
Mm.
It's never been... Whenever I try to plan a New Year's Eve, it, like... I just feel like it's never fulfilled.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever, like... But I would really like to go away for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I know. But that's another thing. It's like, where do you go? That's
apparently
like,
Sri Lanka is amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I wanted to go to Bali, but fuck that.
That's kind of long as well. And then it's like...
Sri Lanka and Bali are like not too far.
Oh, are they? I'm not good at geography. Do you have to change then to go to Sri Lanka?
If you want it cheaper on New Year's, yeah.
I don't think I've ever been on a flight where you have to change for like over 10 years.
Really?
I've not traveled that far.
Oh, you haven't done long distance?
Yeah. The furthest I've gone is LA, I think.
Mm.
I feel like Paris could be fun on New Year's Eve.
It could be, but you just need to, but then it's like another thing where it's like
you need to know the people in Paris.
Exactly.
And like
also like, you know, anywhere that has like small venues, like anywhere that's like an old city, like Paris and like London, Amsterdam, they all the clubs are tiny. Do you know what I mean? When you go to like Bali and you go to Indonesia and
yeah,
places where
it's
people
like
party,
beach clubs,
yeah, beach like... clubs, and they're fucking huge and like that. But then all of Australia's over there, so like there's nowhere like in the UK that's like a new place that like has like massive mega clubs.
My friend went to New York with just her and her boyfriend 2 years ago, and they like it was so expensive. I think they said it was like 700, like just for the meal, it was £750 each.
What?
But like it was
what
like,
in like a party restaurant
kind of, it was like a 9-course meal and it was like the table was like on a window facing Times Square.
Oh wow.
And it's like, and it, you were sat there as it like counted down to midnight and like watched.
That is worth it.
Yeah, she that was like, I'll never do it again.
Yeah, you'll never do it
like,
again.
And
yeah,
that included all their food and alcohol, like,
oh yeah, no, that's worth it.
Yeah,
oh, that's a once in a lifetime yeah experience. I would pay that.
Yeah, I would.
Are there any tables?
I think New York could be fun, but I bet you it's so hectic.
Yeah, I can imagine it's so hectic, but I can imagine like, I feel like it's just cold though, so there'll be no like, New York has a massive, like a really amazing buzz for like street parties and things like that, but I guess that's only really in the summer. Like when it's cold, New Year's.
Maybe I would go to New York maybe for New Year's. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, you said Miami on your story.
Yeah,
the other day.
I'm going to Miami in November, in December.
Girls trip.
Yeah, just me and two of my Essex girls. And then, yeah, it's going to be like, oh, if I see Alex, oh.
Fuck, Miami's going to be so good. I saw this TikTok.
And Space is just open because it's just being redone. That's like the main club.
I literally know nothing about Miami. I've always said I wanted to go to Miami, but then everyone always says that like, for boys, it's not that fun.
Really? Well, I mean, like...
unless you want to spend a bunch of money on tables, which
yeah,
I wouldn't be
I think
doing,
the
like...
stuff that we're doing... because it's, like, around Art Basel, like, you have to pay for tickets anyways. Yeah. So, yeah, and also, like, it's Art Basel and, like, there's going to be, like, you know, that like, Pause is going to be there and all of the, oh, like, those DJs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, in Space and stuff, like, they have, like... when it comes to, like, 10 a.m. and everyone's partying, they bring around, like, mimosas and shit.
Oh, yeah, fuck, I forgot that, like, people party till 10 a.m.
Yeah.
There. I always see those videos of the girls leaving the club at like 10 a.m. and all the comments are like, what the fuck? And
yeah,
the
yeah,
people
yeah
reply and being like, you don't know Miami,
Miami,
bitch.
Literally. I just want to do like a bit of like Alex Earl's spring break.
Yeah, you got to pace
also
yourself
like,
so well.
Young Miami, I know.
But I think it's one of those ones. They don't go out till like 2 a.m.
That's
like,
what I was
they
gonna
sleep
say
like 10 till 2 and then go out.
That's
like
what I was going to say. It's one of those ones where you don't start until like 2, 3 a.m.
But that's so easy for them if you live. But when you're on holiday, you want to start as a, like, you want to like,
yeah, know,
day drink.
Literally, you want to day drink and then start drinking at like 10 and start doing this and that and the other. But I'll probably do the day drink and then have a massive nap until like 2 a.m. and then go out. Because it's the same like when you go to Ghana for New Year's.
Yeah.
Like we were going out at 2 a.m. and I was just sleeping before.
That is so crazy because it's like nothing's even open here at 2 a.m.
Bro, everything closes at 2 a.m. here. Even in Paris though, it's the same.
Yeah.
My cousin parties until like 10 a.m. in the clubs.
That's insane to me. But I'm actually not of the belief that I don't mind it not being like that. Like, by 2 a.m. nowadays,
bro,
I'm in
the
I saw
UK
this TikTok the other day of this girl being like, oh, like, what happened to, like, the, like, UK scene? Like, in 2008, there was, like, parties and every night there was, like, a house party or an event or a gig or a club night, and like now there's nothing. And someone commented being like, if you're doing that at 2008, it's probably because you're too old,
yeah, yeah,
to be knowing about these things. And I was like, true, that is like literally me. I'm always like, what happened to, yeah, London? And it's like, bitch, you are like verging to your 30s.
No, because literally, because I'm like, oh my god, what happened? Da, 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 da. And then when I was 18 and I was doing all of this and shit, it's something that I would never do now. It's still available, but it's available to people that are 18 years old.
Yeah, also it's like I think back at what I was doing at that age and it's like, bitch, you wouldn't want to be doing that right now. Like,
no, literally
the spaces I was hanging out in and that,
like,
kind of
right
stuff.
Like going to fucking like Abode and like all these fucking house raves. Oh, treacherous times. I used to go to this one place in Farringdon and it used to start at 10 a.m.
start,
yes, after the like the main the, yeah, the main thing. It used to open at 9 or 10 a.m. or maybe it was like 8 a.m. but it used to open at 8 a.m. and it was open to 1 p.m.
That is fucked
after
up
the rave.
There's a place in Manchester called, maybe it's called the White Horse or something like that, and it's like 24 hour on the weekend or something ridiculous like that.
That's giving Berghain.
It's so scary.
I know, because you're actually like I was like, yeah, a shell of a human. No, I'm not even joking. Like, oh, I'm trying to think of that meme where I don't know who it is, what character it is, and they're all like shriveled up. Like, that was me.
I would like to do. There's still, I was actually thinking the other day, I was like, fuck, I've actually still got a lot still to tick off my bucket list before I like hit 30. Like,
I know,
I still want to do Berghain. I still want to do Miami. I still want to, there was something.
Vegas?
I still want to do Vegas. Yeah. There was something else I saw the other day and I was like, oh, how have I still not done that? But I can't think what it was now. I want to do Coachella before I'm 30. Like, I've got so much still to get through.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I keep being like, oh, not this year, maybe next year. And it's like, go.
Because then it, for me, like, it's, the only other time I'm going to do it is when I want to relive my childhood because I have more money when I'm older. And it's like, no, I want to do it now. But I my body's good as well.
That's what I mean. I want to do these things when I'm young and I'm not like, obviously, like you can go to Berghain or Coachella or whatever, whatever age. It's like,
it's not the same.
The older I'm getting, the more anxiety I even get from like going to the pub. Like I will be like, oh God, it's getting late. Oh God, I shouldn't have another drink. Oh, this. I don't want to be doing that when I'm doing these. Like I want to be ticking these things off as soon as possible.
Yeah.
God, maybe that should be my New Year's resolution.
I wonder where my jammer's party is.
Oh, yeah.
I like seeing her parties because I like seeing...
Yeah, it's quite fun. It's like the UK version of who is it, Heidi Klum's party.
Oh, yeah, Heidi Klum it
and
is.
But it's like all filled with like Love Islanders and like UK TV personalities.
No, literally.
But people... Oh, do you know who's so good is Audrey from The Receipts?
She is the best. I was going to say her earlier. You know when she went in that, like, it was like some costume and it was like blown up?
Nutty Professor.
Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck. It's so hilarious.
She's so good. Who else? Jade Thirlwall's really good.
Mm.
She's done Mr. Bean, like, full prosthetic.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And then she also did, like, Marge Simpson and her boyfriend Jordan went as, I think it was Sideshow Bob, but maybe I got that wrong. And she had the whole, like, big blue hair, head to toe painted yellow. Like, that's a good one, but it's a lot of effort.
Lisa would be good as well.
Oh, Lisa would be with a saxophone as well.
Mm. I need some more ideas. People comment ideas, like funny ideas. I don't want to hear like fucking Nan and all of that bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I want like something outside the box. For example, last year I was so I done like that Vogue thing and I just got dressed up to just take a picture. And I was Beyonce from
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
I loved that.
Yeah, that was fun.
That looked so good.
And I felt hot as well. I low-key want to feel sexy. That's why I want to do a punk, because punks are sexy.
Yeah, it's good when it's like not scary, but still fun, but still kind of sexy.
And still wacky.
I bet you there's going to be loads of Sabrina Carpenters.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's so easy to do. And I reckon...
That's so boring.
Yeah, it is so boring. And I reckon there'll be loads of... Like, what's like a big film that's gone... on this year.
We can segue into
I think Elizabeth Sparkle would be a hot costume is the Sue, the younger one. This is the film The Substance, by the way. The younger one, like in like a little like what's it, like 80s leotard thing, like,
or just wear, or you could do like the 80s leotard with the blue dress at the end.
Oh, yeah.
She was like bursting out and you could do like my prosthetics.
But then also like the Elizabeth Sparkle, the older lady, would be so easy. Like the yellow trench, long. She's so hot, Demi Moore.
Yeah, I know. Demi Moore is so hot.
Okay, we both watched The Substance this week. Should I read the... It's for those who haven't seen it, the synopsis of the film. Elizabeth Sparkle, renowned for an aerobic show, faces a devastating blow on her 50th birthday as her boss fires her. Amid her distress, a laboratory offers her a substance which promises to transform her into an enhanced version of herself. Okay, so the film is long, it's gory, it's pretty... I was looking away at quite a lot of it.
It's just like, I have a phobia, so not to do any spoilers. It's not really a spoiler, but, you know... Whatever. It's just like, I have a fear of, like, marble things, like marble edges, like bathroom sinks.
Really? And, like, I've like never that. Heard of but, someone having that fear
but
before.
But, like, just like your head smashing on it.
Oh, I get you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, slipping, any of that stuff, like, I get, like... smacking your head on like anything marble or
no, I do get that. What, so you're talking about like the bathroom scene?
Yes. It's terrifying.
It is. I thought it was fun and I thought it was really camp and just like ridiculous,
yeah, that's what
but
I was gonna
also
say.
Still like it had like a meaning to it, and it's like, and it was kind of ridiculous and it was kind of like silly, but it also was like genuinely like made me jump a few times. And like, I just thought it was a really good film, and I just loved it. And I thought the two main act, Margot Qualley and Demi Moore were so good. Demi Moore's so, I cannot believe, she knows she's 60.
Is she? Me and Anton were looking at her and we were like, Fucking hell, she is hot.
Do you know what I was actually thinking when I was watching that film? I was like, fuck, being an actor and just like having to do all these nude scenes, like, and then just being like, oh yeah, like million, like tens of millions of people are going to sit in the cinema and just see me
but
naked.
But some people just generally don't mind, like, yeah, like nude.
I guess you kind of have to be if you want to be like
naked,
like a more like a, no, like a top tier actress.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Like you can't, like it's not really in your control.
No,
it's like that Cooper Koch, the guy who, and he was like on that Watch What Happens Live, and he was like, yes, that wasn't prosthetic, like I am hung, because his dick was out in...
Wait, is Cooper Koch the
gay one? Yeah.
Wait, is that actually his real dick?
Yeah. It wasn't that big. Everybody was like...
Wait, hold on. Am I thinking of the right scene?
When he was in a shower. I haven't watched the film.
Yes, it is big.
It's not like, it's not small, but it's not like humongous.
But he didn't even have a boner.
Yeah, he was on Watch What Happens Live and he was like, yes, It like that is mine. It's not prosthetic. I am hung.
Yeah, period. You fucking are.
But like, I guess like you wouldn't be. It's kind of weird, actually. I guess it's kind of what Sydney Sweeney was saying about Euphoria as well.
Yeah. What did she say?
She said something like she felt that she was. She or was it Barbie Ferreira? I think both of them might have said it, that they felt that about, like, there was unnecessary nudity and Euphoria to the point where it felt like this wasn't, like, a necessary... This wasn't... The nakedness wasn't necessarily adding to the plot, and it just felt like for the point of being naked, which at that point made Barbie Fiera feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, 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 because she fell out with the producer, didn't
she? Yeah, and then she left. That's coming next year, by the way, the new series of Euphoria.
And they're doing, like, an old version of
it. Yeah, they're not...
Also, they're doing... Oh, you don't like it, but In Between Us...
Wait, well, I don't mind. They're doing...
Another one, a sequel of them older, like a film.
For real?
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm excited.
But yeah, Euphoria's coming back. Oh my God, did you see how fucking good Zendaya looked at the...
by Laura Roche.
There's that picture of her, Cher, and Dua Lipa. Yeah, it was for the inauguration of Cher and... I almost said Cher Lloyd. Cher going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Also, Dua Lipa did a...
She's so hot as well. They're all fucking hot. Zendaya's my bae.
Dua Lipa did a... performance at the Royal Albert Hall.
Oh yeah.
And like Elton John came out and stuff and it looked so good.
I got invited to something and I think it was Dua Lipa. I don't know if it was that.
Oh my God, if that was that, you should have gone. But then I guess it's not really your thing.
No, I wouldn't mind a little bit of
Do you like Dua Lipa?
I love a little bit of Dua. She's hot though.
Yeah, she is. She's very effortless energy.
Mm. Well, yeah, she's had to put in work though because people work hard on her.
No, but I mean, in terms of like just like her Instagram and like, like I love a celebrity who like will still post a holiday dump.
Yeah.
Like that is to me why I would follow it. And I don't understand why most, I guess celebrities don't do it because they want the elusiveness of like the mystery of their life. But like, I'm so more far invested. Like, I don't think Dua Lipa's music is anything like crazy, but I'm invested in Dua Lipa as a fan because she posts so much about her life and her amazing outfits and her amazing holidays. It's like,
oh, I don't follow her.
Oh my God, you should follow her.
Really?
She posts like
right
all these dumps.
Does she?
And it's like all about her holidays and her outfits and like her friends and her boyfriend.
Wait, she doesn't still go out with Anwar, does she?
Mm-mm. She dates Callum Turner. He's an actor.
Okay. I did not know. Sorry, this is so off topic, but I did not know the lore of Billie Eilish and thingy.
Devin Lee Carlson.
Yeah,
I know.
Did you find when and like the whole song?
Yeah. So Billy and Devin's ex, Jesse from the Neighborhood, went out, started dating. And everybody was like, it's really weird. Like, people didn't know how close she was with Devin, but people were like, it's weird because she's friends with Devin. And also, they had a huge age gap. And then they turned up to a Halloween party. It's like an older guy and the girl's dressed up as a baby. Mm. And they turned up to a Halloween party dressed up like that. And everybody was like, okay, this is even fucking weirder because... like everyone's saying the age gap's weird and then you do that anyway, then they end up breaking up and then she sings that song and it's like I was crying to you
on your shoulder.
Yeah, Devin's a better person than me.
Yeah, trust me.
I guess when you are when it's someone who's like younger than that, like younger than you, like you do kind of have like a bit of sympathy there. It's like, oh, we've all been young before.
Know,
it's like, how are you really like, I don't know how old Devin is specifically.
I've actually like completely lost all respect for Billie now.
Really?
Like, yeah, a lot. Because I really thought she was like just, you know, I thought she was, now I understand the, actually, no, I'm not going to say that.
What?
I was going to say the, what's it called? The gay baiting. What's it called?
Oh, queer baiting.
Queer baiting, gay baiting.
Well,
Because I thought she was a girl's girl.
She's obviously been through... I always like have like a bit of sympathy for child stars because they always go, obviously... well, no child should be in the entertainment industry, period. But obviously, as a child growing up famous, like, you are expected to, quote-unquote, mature faster and expected to be a certain person. But also, on top of that, you, as the child, once those... like pressure's been put on you, you want to prove that so much as well. So you're constant, you have child actions. I mean, whether it's like through the way of like Miley Cyrus of like completely like going crazy when the bangers era and that stuff, or it's like Millie Bobby Brown who like tries to come across like overly like mature and eloquent in interviews and all that kind of stuff. Like there's this necessary need to prove that you're not a child star, like when you hit like the teenagers. And I feel like Billie Eilish definitely went through that. So I also feel like I can lend a bit of sympathy to her because I feel like she probably felt the need. Like, this guy, it's like, oh, this, like, girl who I'm sort of friends with and I found really cool, like, her older boyfriend is interested in me. Like, this means that I'm, like, this also, like, Devin and I'm older and cool.
Thank
and
it's, you like, for almost like a.
It's like a sense of validation. And I would think that, obviously, Devin's forgiven her and whatever, like, that would be Devin's thought process that it's like, I don't know how old she is specifically, but just say, for example, like I'm 30, you're 20. I don't know if that's the exact age gap, but like whatever. It's like, I'm not going to sit here and beef like someone 10 years younger than me. And also like you've come up young from Hollywood and all that. Like there's, it's not like you're like, it's not like it's like her sister who's turned around and started dating. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I also kind of think like, maybe it's just because I've never been through a breakup, but unless I am like,
tell me your first like,
unless I've been like, you're my like best friend or family. I don't think I have. And again, it could just maybe just because be I haven't gone through it, so I've not had to feel the pain of like someone. I don't think I have like a like what the hell? Why would you do that? There's just so many. I just think like it's just like, oh my god, there's bigger fish to fry than like you dating my ex, like. Yeah. I obviously I'm not going to be friendly with you, but I'm not going to kick up a whole fuss.
Oh,
and
no,
be like,
I can never be that bitch. Yeah, I can never be because what the fuck? Like, please, like, allow, like, help him move on.
It's like the what's the Tate McRae song? It's okay, I'm okay. You can have him anyway.
No, literally.
Anyway, the substance. Yeah.
shit. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Isla hated it.
I hated it. I hate it, A, because as most things, I fucking fall asleep. It's so annoying. I think I have something wrong with me. Every fucking film I do, I sleep. And my friend was just like sitting there taking pictures of me. And like, I could feel myself, like nodding off. And it's so embarrassing. I didn't like it because like, A, I didn't know what I was like entering. I feel like it's really important to like kind of get the like idea of a film before like and kind of read. There's a reason to why people like it. And like, I feel like it's, as you said, it's like very, wait, what's the word that you used again?
Camp.
Yeah, it's very camp. Like it's very like dramatic and just like bright and like, yeah, like that's how I see it. But I didn't know that. So entering, I was like, what is this stupid fucking like, not to like describe camp, but just like, cause it's like dramatic. It's just over dramatized and stuff. So it's just like, what is this? Like, so you don't know you're entering that. And then you have to like process it a little bit afterwards. So I think upon reflection of like it being like a week now, well, nearly a week, I would say that I understand the idea of it, but it's just not my type of film.
Right, I get you.
So, yeah, no, I wouldn't watch sense. I would stay clear personally of those films in the future for myself. I don't enjoy those films, they're not. But I'm happy I watched it because I still got a. But that's why I don't want to give people my opinion and be like, "Oh, don't go and watch it." Or I don't want to tell people to not watch it because that might be right up your street. You might love that shit. But I just thought, especially the end, it just dragged out so much.
Yeah, I did. I will agree with you. I do feel like the end was slightly a bit.
It was like, "Come on." Like
I was a bit like, "Okay, when is this ending?"
Yeah. I was like, "Oh my god, finally, like she screamed to the star, like she's got to be like a full circle moment. She's got to be done now."
I liked it, but I think I rated it 4.5. Like it wasn't like a 5.
Oh, you rated a 4.5.
Yeah, like
five.
I would watch it again like next year, like really? For Halloween. But I just loved the aesthetic of it. I thought like
I get that because it's that aesthetic. See, my aesthetic is like Euphoria. Like I love Euphoria. Like, I love the aesthetic of Euphoria. I think it touches something in myself from being like Tumblr and shit like that. Like it's just the realism of that. So like. that doesn't like touch me. Like right. that aesthetic doesn't like, I'm just like, that's too much. Like, and it's just very morbid at the same time.
But like, I mean, like I loved the like the luxury of the apartment, but then like the bathroom, like how like stark and intense it was. Cause that's when her all the like shit was going on with like,
I kept thinking she was going to another bathroom, like down the road or something.
But like, I just like how like the everything else in the apartment was so like luxurious and like big, but then the bathroom was just stark white tiles. And it's like, that's like very like clinical where they were like being multiplied, but then they'd come out into like the main apartment and it was like, they're back into real life and it's glamorous.
There's a reason for everything. And that's what I really, well, if I didn't miss the whole middle of the fucking film, that's what I would love to like search. Cause there's no point in me searching now, but it would be fun to like see the little like things and the reasons to why.
Yeah, I really, really liked it. And I would recommend it to everyone. I would just say that like, cause people, I've seen a lot of people be, it's not squeamish in terms of like gore for no reason, like blood splatting and like, and about, but it is, obviously it's about like, people multiplying out of your own body, like it is gonna happen.
Yeah, but there's also violence, and that's what's like this. If you're squeamish, that's like,
oh yeah, there is like fighting scenes,
like peak fighting. Yeah, and it's like girl fighting as well. It's not like oof, oof, oof. It's like, you know when like the bitches be fighting.
And were you awake for the scene where she went into the little coffee shop and the guy was like,
no.
Oh, you weren't. Oh my God, that was the best scene of the movie.
Really?
Yeah, I loved. It was like really intense. Like I was like getting anxious. Like. She went into the coffee shop and you know that this guy was like being like, how's it going? And she was like, because she had just gone to pick up her new batch of, sorry, maybe spoiler. I don't know. This is going to spoil it, but skip 2 minutes ahead if you haven't watched it. She was going to pick up a new batch of whatever the she puts in her body. And she went to a coffee shop nearby because she had just started to got the old decrepit finger.
Mm.
And there was this guy there being like, it's like, how's it going? And she was like, what the hell? And she looked and it was the nurse from the,
oh.
But it was him as old, and she was like, have you followed me here? And he was like, I wanted to see how it's going. Like, it's ruined my life. Like, I'm so lonely really? All the time. Like,
oh my God, no, I need to watch it now.
And he was like, these weeks where like, I'm your old person. Like,
is this the older, is this him talking to the
older version of the nurse?
No, but is this him talking to Demi Moore?
Yeah, yeah, the older version.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
And he was like, it's hell. It's the loneliest week of your life. And he's like all really old and decrepit. Mm. And it's like, she has just started to see the decrepitness. She's like, what the fuck, this is my future. And she runs out the coffee shop.
Oh, shit.
I feel like, yeah, the middle part was when I started to like the film.
Really?
Yeah. But I also, I also watched Smile 2.
I need to watch that because I saw it in the, I was going to say, that's what I want to watch because I saw it in the, like the trailers and stuff. Do you know what? I really do love watching trailers for movies in the cinema.
Yeah. Yo, if I watch a trailer on my, like YouTube on my phone, I will not. Yeah. If I watch it in a cinema, I'm like,
whoa.
Oh, I need to watch it.
No, literally.
I didn't like Smile 2.
You didn't?
It was good. I like part. To be fair, up until like the last half an hour, 45 minutes, I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Also, oh my God, it was so funny. We went to watch it in like the cinema, and it was like the cinema in Westfield Shepherd's Bush. So it was like a big like view cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like 5 or 10 minutes late into the film. And we went in and it was like, obviously it was a jumpy film.
Mm.
And we all had these humongous boxes of popcorn. And we literally like weren't really concentrating. It was a full cinema. We got to the front of the screen. And as we were right next to the speaker, we weren't looking at the screen. Like we weren't concentrating. We walked in. It just goes, bah! Like
really?
A big jump. And we all went, ah! And our popcorn went,
oh no.
We literally had to leave the cinema because we were Millie was like, I'm going to faint. Millie had to sit down outside the cinema. She was like, I'm literally going to faint. Like I couldn't breathe for like, the way it like literally went, boom, right.
Really?
And the whole cinema watched us go, ah! And throw it was like something out of a cartoon, throwing the popcorn in the air.
Especially when you're high, like everything is so overly intense, like walking around. Yeah, poor Odin. Sorry, Keys is gone. Everyone's too far to be, like get high for me now and go to the cinema. Except if I go Dulwich Picture House.
What's wrong with Peckinplex?
No, I can, but sometimes I just like the luxury of
being
in a luxurious. I love a Peckinplex.
Same. It's so easy and cheap. And also it's like, I'm not the best when it comes to cinema etiquette. So I enjoy going to a cinema, which replicates.
Yeah, that, yeah.
although saying that, the worst cinema etiquette I ever had was when I went to watch Smile 2 at Shepherd's Bush. There was people like speaking at this level. And I was just like, right, guys, this is a horror film. Like, you're kind of ruining
you're
the whole.
You're getting a megaphone now.
Like, no, but I'm like, you're kind of ruining ruining the whole intense, like, yeah, you're in the film when I can hear you, like, two rows down speaking, like at normal volume. Mm. Like, shut the fuck. At least at Peckinplex, like, it's, like, whispers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
People have a bit of decorum.
No, because Anton kept saying to me, oh, like, I think we should go in. Like, this is fucking ridiculous. But, like, at, like, full volume, I was like, shh. Like, I'm going to go back to sleep now.
Also, no, the worst thing at Peckinplex is when people bring in their own food.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, fuck. What?
You used to love a little Macca's there.
Oh, it was when I went to... what's that film with Blake Lively? It Ends With Us.
Mm.
And these people had so much food, but it was like curry rice, like from like an Indian, like naan bread, poppadoms. Stop, and I was just like, yeah, this
cracking
is
off the poppadoms.
Yeah, like I literally like mango chutney, and I was like, this is insane for a cinema. Like, it's one thing like sneaking in a little McDonald's, yeah, or like sneaking in like
there was a stank when they walked through there.
It was crazy, but you know that's it's allowed at Peckinplex. There's no rules for outside food. It's just,
well, I mean, I don't think so because I've always brought my own food.
Yeah, in. No. There's a sign I think saying that it's
really
okay. Yeah. I mean, no wonder it's so expensive for the food in there.
Yeah.
Like, a medium Diet Coke is £4.50.
Bro, it's insane. But, like, I'm happy that they're keeping the actual core of it.
That's what I mean,
because
the ticket prices are cheap.
It hasn't changed since I was, like, a child.
Yeah, I pay £10.50 every time I go because I get a ticket and a medium Diet Coke. Mm. And I'm like, I'm doing my bit.
Yeah, because to be fair, yeah, no, I paid £16 for, I think, yeah, my popcorn was £6 for a large mix.
But then when I went to The View, it was like, I think we paid £13 each for just the ticket.
Yeah. That's a joke.
I don't need to. I will pirate it on 1, 2, 3 movies.
Right? Who cares?
All right. Should we do the Pride of Britain look? All right. It was the Pride of Britain Awards this week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls stepped out on the carpet. I didn't realize Pride of Britain was this big of a thing.
Yeah, neither. But I feel like everything is getting bigger and bigger. Yeah. Because it's always like a competition of like whose outfit was shit last and the NTAs.
Yeah,
and
people
like
us will always then add our opinions, right, which then makes but like everyone under the sun seemed to be there. But anyway, are we just mainly doing Love Islanders? I'm trying to think, was there anyone
else?
Yeah,
these are all Love
Islanders. Okay.
No, literally. These are all Love Islanders, yes. So let's start with Mimi.
Oh, and if you are listening to us or not visually watching us, as always, we will put on our Instagram at Pop of Podcast the swipe through of the list, so you can swipe through in the same order we speak about them, so you can see who we're talking about.
I really like this for her because I'm pretty sure she is African or some descent, but it's a very like African style. So, like, I understand the silver and I understand the glam to it. And I think she is a glam girl. So I understand, like, the pop of silver to make it, like, extra.
Yeah.
I feel like with her fit, she likes to, like, carry a lot of, like, the glam into it. And I'm happy that it's not just, like, prom glam. It's, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this is so much better than her NTAs look. Yeah. Like, I think this is the prettiest I've ever seen her.
Yeah, she is... Yeah, she's...
She needs to get this makeup artist to
all the time.
Not leave.
I know. What would you rate out of 10? Should we do 5 or 10?
We can do 10. Okay. Like 8.5?
8.5. I would say it's an 8 as well. Okay, next we have Tasha Gori. Now for me, Tasha Gori always steps out. Like, I feel like she always steps out. I do not like this.
There's something a bit like DIY about it.
I think it's supposed to like imitate like a shell or something like that. Or like a pearl, like inside of a shell.
I get the soft glam, but it's the glam's a bit too soft.
I know what you mean, because you know what, it's giving more Holly Willoughby.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Holly Willoughby vibes, daytime TV rather than like
this
nighttime.
This dress to me is like a dress that like someone on RuPaul's Drag Race UK would wear.
Oh no, why did you spoil it?
Like I there's something a bit homemade-y about it.
I'm obsessed with it. I think the silhouette of it's amazing. The way that
the skirt looks so nice.
The bottom is absolutely stunning. It literally like the bottom literally looks like a lily pad, like a lily.
I really like the bottom half. Mm. It's just the top half that's something's
I don't know, I love it. I'm gonna rate that a solid 9, to be honest. I just think the silhouette's incredible. I think it going again, like even when she's bent over like that, like still the skirt is so sleek, and then like the ruffled and like the DIY-ness of the top, it like is really makes me feel happy.
Yeah, no, you're selling it to me more now you explain it. I would do a 7.
Yeah, like, you know, like...
I don't hate it by any means. I just feel like...
Like, when you open a part, like, a clam or whatever the fuck a pearl is in, like, the inside, it's all, like, white and, like, sheen. Like, that's... I like...
Like, something's just not clicking.
Right, next we have Maura Higgins. Now, she is giving very much old money, but she, like, facially, serves every fucking time.
She's Pete Works.
Is she?
Good
luck.
Although she's like, and like in a good way, like a bit of a man eater.
Mm.
So maybe they've met each other's match.
Yeah. I'm going to start off with the pearls. I fucking hate them because they look so cheap.
Yeah, they do look really cheap.
I'm pretty sure they're from ASOS because I have them.
Oh.
I'm not
a fan. Preferred her NTA's look, the Richard Quinn look. The rose one.
Yeah.
I thought to me personally that was more of a statement. That was more, this is nice. This is very Pride of Britain, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's very glamour. It's very, it's probably my favorite of the evening. And I do think Maura does the red carpet as well. Obviously, she has the monetary ability on her side because she's probably one of the richest Love Islanders, like, because she is very famous and does big brand deals and all that kind of stuff. So she is able to like go all out on these things. But
then why are you just carrying it only? Why are you not carrying it through to your jewelry?
Yeah, no,
when it's
that,
such
that.
A massive statement. And the thing is so many like amazing jewelers that you can like loan from.
Yeah,
that would be so interesting.
So
like,
true.
I just feel like she's just tried to do the old money hold look, but then she's just done the jewelry's just she's lost budget at the jewelry.
No, I completely get that. I think I'd give it 8.5.
I think I'll give it a 7.
Really?
Yeah, because the jewelry's just... It's
yeah.
Just, all I can see is the jewelry.
I do get that.
Like, that sheen of that pearl was just like... Ooh. Next we have...
Nicole and Kieran.
I mean, Kieran's just wearing a fucking black suit with a Louis Vuitton belt, so
yeah,
you're going to get...
The belt is crazy.
I'm just not even going to get into that. But
Nicole,
I'm not gonna lie. I feel
she
like
she tried.
She tried, and I feel like it's way.
The hair's kind of crazy for her.
Mm.
I really don't like. I really don't mind this for her.
Really? Yeah, I'm not mad at the dress at all.
Yeah.
I think the way that the arm
she
the arm situation goes down is really pretty.
She looks like really pretty, actually. Mm.
I don't think the glam goes with this though.
Yeah.
Like, why is it pink? But she looks more confident.
Yeah.
And I really like what's going on with the boob area.
I like that there's no necklace.
I just wish that she had a silver earring in. Yeah, I'd rate that for her. I'd rate that a solid like 8,
yeah.
7, yeah, 7,
7
and
a half.
Next we have Zara McDermott.
I did not like that.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on here.
There's too much going on.
It's terrifying. I just think that, like, I don't like that middle bit because it makes the contrast of her, like, glowing skin to that just looks so ashy in the middle.
Yeah, I get that.
So she has, like, this little mesh bit which is supposed to, like, look like, it, like, maybe, like, reveal a little bit of cleavage or something like that. But if it was just all black and it was just all together, it would just make so much more sense because there's already so much going on with this fucking dress already. I don't even know what to say about it, to
be honest.
Yeah,
it's just, I don't really know what I'm looking at.
I think at least the earrings go with the dress.
I literally don't understand what this is. Like, I don't get what I'm looking at.
I don't understand the material.
Yeah.
Those are actual sequins as well. Okay.
To me personally, this is not it.
No.
I think it's a bit doing too much and not in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give that 4. I don't like that. I don't even know who would even suit that. So yeah, 4.
Yeah, it's just not unlike, yeah.
Now we have Ekansu. This looks like a birthday dress, if I'm so honest, that someone would wear, like...
Thing is, like, it's very her. It's very, like I think my main beef is the hood is a bit micro-trendy for a red carpet. And in this sort of... With this silhouette and this cut and this material and a hood, it's all, like, chucking in, like, a lot of micro-trends to one.
Mm-hmm.
I think she would have looked gorgeous in this dress because I think this dress is very on-brand for her. If it wasn't a hood and instead at the back, like, where the hood, it kind of, like, draped down in, like a tie sort of thing, I feel like it would look very bongo.
Yeah, it didn't need to be all cut out and stuff because it's not a beach party. It's a Pride of Britain.
No, but that's what I mean. I feel like if you got away with the hood, that would... elevate it to a more classier look and like...
I'd rate that like 6. A 5. Next we have Jessica Leanne.
I'm sorry. This picture here is insane. She looks like a fucking movie star.
Which one?
She looks... This one here. She looks like a famous actress.
Yeah, no, she is gorgeous.
Like she literally looks like some like up-and-coming British actress at the BAFTAs. What even is that medallion?
Mm.
It's like a diamond-y medallion thing. I wish that wasn't there and she just left it. I mean, she can't.
Do you know what? I actually kind of like it. It's growing on me the more I look at it. I just feel like it's kind of nostalgic for, like, you know, when you're younger and you like envision like a glam dress to go to somewhere, like that is what I would envision myself, like to put my Barbie in if she was to go as a, that is like Bond girl dress.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I would agree if it didn't have that medallion thing.
Really? I feel like the Bond makes it quite like 60s-esque.
Yeah.
Casino.
I know. To me, it's more like 2000s.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe like, because my mum has like old brooches that my grandma used to have and they were like, not that shape necessarily, but they were always like diamond crystally, so like that's why it like reminds me of like back in the day. Or even if it was maybe I like it.
It's just,
it does the job. It's like,
and I don't know what it is, but she looks like an actress. Like, she doesn't look like a Love Islander there to me. She looks like she's like at like she's up for an award at like the BAFTAs.
Right, next we have Liberty Pool. Do you know what? For her, I just don't actually think that it's that bad.
Yeah, I think, I mean, this is a very, like, this, it's very reminiscent of the Oscar de la Renta dress that Sabrina Carpenter wore to the Met Gala, that a lot of smaller brands are doing replications of for, like, do you know what I mean, for these sort of specific events. And I don't think this is bad. I don't think...
This is Pride of Britain, though.
Yeah, this is very Pride of Britain. I would rate this a 7, like...
Really? I would rate it even an 8, to be honest, because...
Yeah, maybe agree.
I just... Getting on to my point of... Sorry, go on.
No, you go.
No, getting on to my point of jewellery. The jewellery matches...
Yeah,
the satin earrings. I mean, she's wearing velvet, which is fine. Like, the dress is... The black part of the dress is velvet. She's wearing a black, like... I think they're, like, rose-ish... satin earrings with a pearl drop at the bottom, and it matches perfectly with the outfit. Like, that is matching your jewelry to your outfit. Like,
the only issue with it is the slight is the mesh in the middle, but it's like
the mesh didn't even need to be there.
Yeah,
I don't understand that.
I think it's just like, I think it just makes it cheaper to make, because you don't have to structure the front pieces to like stand up on their own. Like,
oh, okay,
the
interesting.
Support of the mesh, which obviously makes sense because like it's a replica of a designed a dress. I'd say 7.5.
I'll give it an 8. Next we have Olivia Atwood.
Is gorgeous.
I like it, but I just hate I hate how high up the skirt bit is coming. I think
that's perfect, like hit the nail on the head for a Pride of Britain look. It's sleek. It's not that you have to be covered up, but do you know what I mean? Like, it is like it's not an event about like
getting sexy.
Yeah, like it's very classy, it's sleek, it's still not boring, it's like all in one color, it's synced, but you're not pulling like any stunt. The red is like very Pride of Britain. Like, I think this is like in terms of going to a Pride of Britain red carpet, like 10 out of 10.
Really? Okay, I'll give it like a 7. Next we have Matilda Draper.
Did you see those TikToks where it's like, Matilda, we know you can dress.
Yes!
This is what someone would wear to the Year 11 prom. I don't like hate it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're both satin. The satin doesn't really match, which is a bit of a shame.
It's very, and again, obviously, as we said, like Pride of Britain isn't about standing out, but like it's very forgettable look. It's not necessarily offensive or bad, but...
Her face card is amazing.
Yeah.
Though.
I like the pony as well.
The pony's good.
I would really actually like this if it was just this material of the bottom and it came up like a late 90s supermodel slip dress. And it came up all the way with like spaghetti straps. And it was like maybe like a little bit backless with the ponytail.
Yeah.
And it was a bit more like less 2020s. I feel like the corset is very like, I don't know. I just think like she could have gone very like, if she wanted to do this like simple kind of look, she could have gone in more in like a like Kate Moss and Naomi would used to wear to like the Met Gala in the late 90s. Very simple.
Okay, next we have Amber. I like the color in her. Like, I love that like off pinky, like off whitey pink.
I like
color.
This. It's very simple. Yeah, it's very simple. Listen, I would rather someone come simple and look very pretty and nice, especially to something like the Pride of Britain.
Yeah, where it's not all about.
Yeah, so I don't really have a problem with this.
Next, Faye Winter. I love this. Very Pride of Britain. Yeah. I love this. This is great.
Cute, well executed.
Yeah.
Good, solid 8.
Yeah, good, solid 8. What earrings is she wearing?
I don't really know what's going to make me say 10, but like, I guess Pride of Britain's not really an event where you're going to give a 10 out of 10 dress. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, next we have Miss...
Oh, wait, here's my 10 out of 10. I literally love. I think she looks amazing.
She looks amazing, but then that is. Do you think that's Pride of Britain?
Yeah, well, maybe that's exactly what my previous statement meant. Like, I don't know if a Pride of Britain dress is going to be 10 out of 10. This is more like Brits.
Oh, right.
Like,
sorry, I didn't hear.
This is like, this to me is the best dress of the night, but I do get your sentiment of like, is it quite right for the Pride of Britain Awards? Maybe not. Like, this is so mega with the whole train draped out properly like that.
I just wish she'd done silver jewelry with it and like silver shoes. I don't know. There's something about black and gold that kind of cheapens a look sometimes.
I do. Yeah, I do get that. I think she dresses, I think she does have a stylist. I think Violetta Fancy's used to also sometimes. I don't know if she's done this one specifically, but...
The body is bodying.
She has got an incredible body. But I think Chloe's very good on the carpet. I think she has fun with it. But also, so, like, I remember at the Brit Awards, she did, like, a little tie moment. And, like, she's done, like, this, like, sheer black dress at the Brit Awards before. I think for someone who... And I, don't get me wrong, I love Chloe. And she'll probably agree with this. For someone who dresses in tracksuits most of the day, it's so fun that she's, like... Because... I would, if you saw Chloe's day-to-day style, you would think she would come in a dress like Matilda or Amber.
Yeah, but then when she pulls out looks.
And it's so fun. I love a girl who has fun with her.
Yeah, absolutely.
He, the face and this suit and the tail, him and Jessica, they just look like British TV actors. Like, they look like they're in, like, an up-and-coming Netflix drama and, like, they're at their first award shows.
It's
like,
giving John Boyega.
Yeah, like, I really liked this. I thought he looked very handsome.
I like the chain, though, because I don't know why. It just reminds me of, like, Getz. Like, Getz loves
But again, I guess it's kind of like... should you be wearing a huge expensive chain to the Pride of Britain Awards? Him and Jess were my best dressed, and I think both of them are the... The thing is, if we're going to be completely honest here, actual famous people would attending the Pride of Britain Awards would be dressed in a more way like Amber Gill. Because to them, this isn't a big deal to them. And I think Jess and Josh managed to really ride that line between, and Mimi, to be fair, managed to ride that line between like, okay, this isn't like the world's biggest event. This isn't our night. This isn't that. But I'm not going to come in a boring dress because, you know, I am a Love Island. It's not like I'm going to be going to, like, the BAFTAs or the Oscars. Or so this is, like, still a bigger night for me, so I still want to put on something good. Like, him, Mimi, Jess, they read that line, whereas, like, I feel like maybe someone like Faye with that big, like, floral... It's a bit crazy. And that's why I think I'm looking at Josh and Jess and I'm being like, wow, they look like movie stars. It's because they... are wearing clean, simple outfits that fit them well but aren't doing too much. But because of the way it's fitting them good, it makes it look expensive. And that's why, to me, I think my mind's going to like, oh, wow, they look like actors. Which I guess it's not necessarily like, oh, actors are better than Love Islanders, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What's poppin'?
Oh, apparently Gangs of London on Netflix is really, really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it scripted or documentary?
No, it's scripted.
Oh.
Well, it's supposed to be really good.
Oh, I think I have seen a few people speak about that, actually. Yeah.
So I really want to start watching that. So that's my what's potentially popping up the week.
Have you watched Industry?
No.
Everyone's speaking about that as well. I want to start that as well, but I'm just so inundated with things to watch right now. Like, I feel like there's so much to like.
I've finished everything. I finished Monsters. I'm up to date with EastEnders. Like, I'm up to date with Love is Blind. I'm nearly up to date with Married at First Sight.
Everyone says Industry's amazing, so maybe you should try that. I think it's on BBC iPlayer.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Oh, I Am Killer. It's not really that good this season. Like... Yeah, I don't know. Usually, like, on I Am Killer, if you like true crime, they usually do, like, the document... So every documentary, every episode is different, and everyone has a different story, and they start off with the prisoner explaining the, like, what's happened, the crime and stuff like that, and, like, their life and shit like that. And then they go to the family, and then it makes you completely, like your mind like switch or whatever. So they usually do that really well, but I just feel like this season they just haven't done that well, which is a bit of a shame.
Oh,
because I feel like that's the whole like point of I Am Killer. Yeah, and that's what they've done really, really well last season. So, or the last few seasons. So yeah, I'm a bit disappointed with that at the moment. Monsters, I finished. I also watched the documentary as well.
Oh, did you?
Was it good? That was really good. It gives you more of an insight to other aspects and like highlights different people. Like, cause like, in Monsters, what I didn't understand is why they highlighted, you know, I don't know who he's supposed to be, but he's that guy where the daughters died. And I don't understand why they highlighted him so much, because I don't understand what benefit he has to anything.
I see.
But then with like the documentary, they highlight more the, I don't know what the word is, but it's basically the woman, the prosecution, I think it is. So the woman that's like in the prosecution that is like trying to fight for them to get into prison because right. it doesn't. But the way that she is, because it's a very female led. The way that the documentary is, you clock that it's a very like female led case. Like both the lawyers are female, and then the prosecution is also female. So it's like, you know, like battles, and then also with the jury as well, it becomes hung in the first trial because the women are all the ones that like don't think that they're guilty.
I see.
So like it's very, and I just wish they touched on that more in Monsters, because it's such an interesting aspect of it all.
Yeah.
That you kind of just put together once you watch the documentary. But yeah, that's my take, and that is not what you even asked me. But
what's my what's popping? Oh, there's a new Shy Girl and Sweetie song, and Sweetie sounds so good on it. She just doesn't sound like Sweetie in a complimentary way. Like it's good. Yeah. You know how she usually is like icy girl, yeah, and like yeah, yeah, she's yeah. very like pay for a feature. Like this feels very. When I saw Shy Girl did a song with Sweetie, I was like, oh, these are clearly either like label mates or a favor that the labels owe each other, and they need to like boost both their profiles and streaming numbers up or something like that.
Yeah.
But Sweetie blends into the song amazingly. It's called Immaculate.
Oh, okay. I want to download.
And also, yeah. I love the new Banks and Doechii song, I Hate Your Ex-Girlfriend.
Okay, I want to download those right now.
No problem. If the people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at Looking for Lewis. You can also find the Pop Off Podcast on TikTok and Instagram at Pop Off Podcast. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao.
Bye.